Jaco Pastorius and the band from the Birthday Concert record with Michael Brecker on sax. It's the Chicken on 88.5 KPLU. I'm Abe Beeson, but I didn't pick that song. That was Lane Wilkinson, a senior saxophone player out at Glacier Peak High School in Snohomish. Thank you so much for being with us, Lane.
Thanks for having me here.
Lane has picked a wonderful selection of jazz for the 8 o'clock hour. He has taken over. We're going to hear from Doc Severinsen and the Tonight Show Band. We got Joshua Redman's quartet, the U.S. Air Force Airmen of Note, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, Duke Ellington, and up next we're going to hear from a terrific pianist by the name of Hiromi. But first, let's get to know Lane a little bit. Tell us about how you first got into music. What was Little Baby Lane listening to?
Little Baby Lane was at first listening to Pink Floyd with my dad. The feeling that he was able to bring through his music was just something I fell in love with. It just made me grow up and be like, man, I want to be able to have people think of me that way, to be able to talk without talking.
So you grow up a little bit and you get into band and you've got to pick an instrument. Why did you pick the tenor saxophone?
I knew I was going to play the saxophone because my uncle had played the saxophone. But the tenor saxophone, I started on that because the alto was small. It was little sixth grade me was pretty big. And I thought the alto saxophone was too small that I'd like end up sitting on it and breaking it. And so I chose the tenor and it's stuck with me ever since.
And we heard some great tenor playing from Michael Brecker in that last tune. Who are some of your favorite tenor saxophone players?
Pete Chrisley from the Tonight Show Band. I just love his tone. And another person is Nick Biello playing alto out in New York. I actually had the chance to study with him over the summer at a jazz camp. You know, getting one-on-one with a professional is just eye-opening as an eighth grader. It's just a chance you never think you would have gotten. And so it really pushed me into the world of jazz.
Now, what I always appreciate from a high school musician is when they can appreciate music by people who aren't playing their instruments. So we're going to hear this next tune from a pianist. Tell me about how you got into this tune by Hiromi.
I first heard this tune on the radio here at KPLU, and as soon as I heard it, I pulled over off of I-5, I went and downloaded the album, and I probably listened to it for a solid 2 weeks and nothing else. You can see her emotions, even when you're just listening through it, how she plays the piano, you know, all the little accents in it, and it really was just, I instantly fell in love with it as soon as the first chorus got through. This is Seeker by Hiromi on 88.5 KPLU. Thank you. That was Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band with The Fat Pack on 88.5 KPLU.
And that's our School of Jazz guest DJ, Lane Wilkinson. He's a senior tenor sax player, although he plays some few other saxophones too. He's at Glacier Peak High School in Snohomish, and he's off to Central Washington University next year. We're going to talk about that in a little bit, but first, let's talk about the big bands. That is one of the great big bands in jazz today. And you were telling me off the air that you play primarily in big band situations. What do you enjoy about the power of big band?
You know, you can play and just have this entire band backing you up, and you just feel like they're helping you sound even better, pushing you forward, you know, making you push yourself so you can impress them. You know, that's what I'm always trying to do, is just impress my friends, you know, who's got the best sax lick. And it's just awesome like that.
And there's so many layers to a big band too. I mean, you can listen to that over and over.
Oh yeah, 20 times on one song and you still haven't listened to everything. I mean, just today I'm like, man, I never even thought about thinking about the feel, like four feel, two feel. And, you know, I just spend so much time listening to like each individual part, trying to see what the music looks like.
Now, tell me a little bit more about your education. You've got a good director of the jazz band, Tad Morris, up at Glacier Peak High School. Are there any tips that you take from classes and clinics that you have to keep reminding yourself of? Like, this is the thing I need to keep working on?
I'd probably say that I always just have to listen more. In the back of my mind, I'm like, I'm not listening to the right thing. You know, I should be listening to solo pieces, but I just love big band so much, just the melodies that they have and all the different layers. It's hard to pull myself away.
Well, let's do another big band then. I'm excited to play this one, starting at the beginning of this song with a slower pace than the big fat band that we just heard. Why did you pick this one from the Doc Severinsen Tonight Show band?
I picked this one because it's a sax feature, and you know, as much as saxophone players like to play fast, sometimes they just have to slow it down. This is the Tonight Show Band featuring Pete Chrislieb playing Body and Soul on 88.5 KPLU.
Thank you. What good is melody? What good is music if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the melody, it ain't the music, there's something else that makes this song complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Doo-wop, 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 doo-wop. It don't mean a thing, all you got to do is say. Doo-wop, 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 doo-wop. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Just take that rhythm, give it everything you got. Oh, it don't mean a thing. All you gotta do is sing. Do-wop, 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 do-wop.
Jazz Stories with club owner Jackie Allen.
So I'm looking for new talent, and I hear about this kid Charlie Parker, who at the time is washing dishes at a club in Harlem, just so we can hear our Tatum play there. And I go to meet Charlie, and I am blown away. He is the best dishwasher I ever saw. No spots, no streaks. I took a job licking the floors in that kitchen for a month, just so I could watch him wash dishes, and it was a pleasure. Never cared for his music, though. It's all squeaks to me.
88.5 KPLU.
That was Joshua Redman, Hide and Seek on 88.5 KPLU.
And that's Lane Wilkinson, our School of Jazz guest DJ, senior tenor saxophone player at Glacier Peak High School. Lane's taking over the 8 o'clock hour, and he's doing a great job. We also heard Matthew Morrison swinging, Don't Mean a Thing. And Doc Severinsen and the Tonight Show Band led off that set. Great sax work from Pete Christlieb on Body and Soul. I wonder if you could tell me what it is that appeals to you about jazz as opposed to other types of music. What keeps you coming back for more improvisation?
It's always different. You're never hearing the same thing twice. And so it's every time I turn on the radio, it's like, what am I going to hear today? I'm not going to hear, you know, what I heard yesterday. It's going to be a completely new thing. And it's always changing with the time. And so I can't wait to hear what it's like in 20 years.
Other types of music? What other kind of music do you enjoy?
I actually listen to a lot of classical music. There's a lot of fun, cool things that you can learn from it. And, you know, I'll be in the car with my girlfriend. She's a really big fan of classical music. And so whenever we're in the car, she always turns on the radio because she's driving. And, you know, I always start thinking, you know, what if you picked up the tempo on this Mozart or this Bach tune, you know, add some drums, add some bass, and you got a kick and swing tune right there.
Lane Wilkinson's with us, our School of Jazz guest DJ, tenor sax player out of Glacier Peak High School. You can check out the full band, the Glacier Peak High School Jazz Festival, coming up on May 7th at the high school. David Marriott's going to be playing with the band.
He is.
That's going to be great. Can you tell us what you get out of being on the bandstand?
You know, when you see the jam sessions, there's not much jazz. I've only found one that was strictly, you know, right out of the fake book. Mm-hmm. So most of them are blues, and you just learn under that style. You know, there's just the feeling is different in every song, and that's what I like about blues.
And we're going to hear a really cool blues up next from the military. Tell us why you picked this tune.
We actually just recently played it in our high school band, and I stumbled upon this recording, and this one just made me kind of sit back in my chair and just go, wow. And this is the U.S. Air Force Airman and Note playing Basically Blues on 88.5 KPLU.
Thank you. Evening Jazz on 88.5 KPLU.
It only took a kiss to know this. Baby, I'm in love with you. One look is all it took to say I do. And baby, when you smile, I'd walk a mile, oh, just to be with you. For a chance at that glance that says me too. So when it comes to those other guys, this may come as no surprise. I don't get jealous, I don't worry, 'cause I love you.
It only took a kiss, but what a kiss. And baby, I love you. What a look, oh, your look that says I do. And baby, I agree, I'd rather be nowhere else but here, my dear. There's no place,
no place,
I feel so safe,
so
safe. And here with you,
here with you.
It's like finding a penny
and picking it up.
And all day
you'll have good luck.
It only took a look,
it only took a smile,
it only took a kiss. A smile, it only took a kiss. It only took a look, it only took a smile, it only took a kiss.
It only took a look, it only took a smile, it only took a kiss.
Megan Smith helping out with that one on It Only Took a Kiss by Big Bad Voodoo Daddy on 88.5 KPLU.
Lane Wilkinson, our School of Jazz guest DJ, a senior tenor sax player at Glacier Peak High School. Lane's headed off to Central in Ellensburg. Now, are you going to be studying for performance or music education? Have you made that decision?
Yeah, I'll be going into music education because hopefully down the road I'll be able to teach at the college level and, you know, hopefully be able to play with the big boys over there.
Lane Wilkinson, our School of Jazz guest DJ tonight. Lane, it's been a pleasure to have you here. Thank you so much for bringing in such great jazz.
You're welcome.
And we're going to finish it off with the Duke.
This was the first big band tune I ever played. This is Duke Ellington's Rockin' in Rhythm on 88.5 KPLU.